yeah, I've been doing at least some long spaces in case anybody else wants to break in or join in kind of thing. Yeah, it was kind of fun. I got first got to 991A. I enjoyed just cruising a 2-meter van twiddling the VFO dial there, and it had a little waterfall that you could watch, and you see a signal on the waterfall and then dial it in kind of thing. And I saw one day, I guess the propagation was pretty good and for 2-meter, and I saw a nice signal in there and tuned it in, and I could hear these guys talk, and they had kind of a southern accent. And but I couldn't really understand them at first, so I started flipping through the modes, and it was C4F. Now I was like C4FM, and boom, all of a sudden they were nice and loud and clear. So I threw my call out there just for the heck of it, and they came back to me. They were in West Virginia, and they sounded, and they said I sounded just like we were sitting on the porch together kind of thing. So we talked for probably 45 minutes or an hour or so. And that guy ended up sending me a QSO card. That was the first QSO card I ever had. And it was kind of fun. But, yeah, it's, I liked fooling around with C4FM. Well, like I say, now I'm trying to learn to do PMR, and then P25 will be next. And, this node will do, YSF and FCS and NXDN too. So there's always something to keep us busy and learning, you know what I mean? KDAWOJ, back to you.